Thursday night.
Time for your weekly dose of pop culture
with Kathy and Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome. It is Saturday night, time for your weekly dose of pop culture. Kathy and Kenny explain pop culture. I'm Kathy, along with my brother.
Kenny.
Okay.
I said Kenny.
It was on a delay, so I couldn't hear it. So my bad. My bad. How are you tonight? Okay, how are you?
I didn't hear what you said. Oh, I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay.
No, you phased out. We're on Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture. I'm on TikTok also, and they only see one half of me. But if you want to see the whole show with me and my sister, go to YouTube or Facebook and check out Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture. Let's start the night off with our pop culture news.
All right, pop culture news.
If you go to the movies on a daily basis, then tomorrow is your day. Selected movies. $4 all day. $4.
So that means you can price
back on the snacks. You're still going to have to pay an arm and a leg for the snacks and the popcorn and the soda. That's still going to cost you all the money you got. You still got to take out a loan for that stuff. But to see the actual movie is only $4. I was thinking about trying to get a date for the movie, but I still have to buy snacks. That's expensive. That's more expensive than a movie a lot of time.
So in essence, you could see probably three movies tomorrow for what it usually would cost you just to see one movie.
Yes. All those people who pay for that double feature of Barbie and the other movie together.
Oppenheimer.
I'm feeling quite cheated today. Oppenheimer, yeah. They paid for the double feature of seeing them both. And they probably paid a lot of money, $25, ticket. And they could have did it for $8. More than half the price slashed. $8. As tomorrow, select the movie theaters are paying. Check. I don't think all the movie theaters are participating, but just check out, see which ones are, and go see your movie for $4. In other pop culture news, we are sad to say we had two deaths that are important. One everybody knows about, one not too many people know about. First one is Bob Barker of the Price is Right
fame. Barker from back in the day. Price is Right. Longtime host.
The Price is Right fame. He's 99 years old, man. I would love to be like 99 years old and be Bob Barker. The second one, her name was Arlene Sokin. Who is Arlene Sokin, you ask? Arlene Sokin was the original voice of Harley Quinn.
Ah. So some DC Marvel news.
Harley Quinn did not originate in the comic books. Harley Quinn was a character that was made for Batman, the animated series. So that's where Harley Quinn comes from. She was made from Batman, the animated series. She moved on to comics after the animated series cartoon aired. The original voice that created that character and that voice that, Margot Robbie used, any other actress used to play Harley Quinn, that voice, and even Kelly Coco from Big Bang Theory, because she plays Harley Quinn in the cartoon on HBO, that all came from Arlene Sokin.
Okay. Do you know how old she was when she passed?
Originated the voice. And she passed away today at 78 years old, I believe.
78 years old.
So that's my pop culture news for today.
Pop culture.
It's very factual. I try to give you the facts. I try to give you the facts and nothing but the facts. That's my pop culture
nothing
news.
But the facts here on Kathy and Kenny Explain nothing Pop Culture. We come to you every Saturday night with some pop culture headlines and hits, as well as a topic that we like to dive into each week to talk about and take you back to your memory. But before we do get into our topic, you mentioned a movie to me yesterday. So I actually went into HBO to watch that particular movie, and that was The Flash, which I'm still watching. So no spoiler alert. don't spoil anything for me. And I know you were not pleased with it. You did not like it.
I'm going to spoil it for you and tell you it's bad.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to spoil it for you and tell you it's a bad movie.
It's a bad movie. Well,
horrible.
I'm only an hour in, And I'm enjoying it only because it has my favorite Batman in it. So I'm enjoying that much of it and trying to understand or follow the story. I know Ezra Miller is taking a beating, but to me, his performance has not been horrible. And again, I'm coming from a place of just watching his performance as this character, as it's been portrayed on screen, not from a wealth of knowledge about comic books. So I know people who follow The Flash don't like his portrayal. No.
Have you seen Grant Gustin on CW play Flash?
No, I have not. I have not seen that Flash.
That's the guy who plays The Flash on CW.
So that's a better Flash, I take it.
His Flash, way better Flash. Everyone loved Grant Gustin as The Flash. They wanted them to use him instead of Ezra Miller.
Okay. Well, I don't know whether Ezra Miller or whether there's plans to bring him back. So going forward, they Ezra might Miller's. Have a chance to use the TV Flash. It could happen.
No, they're not.
But I'm watching it, and I'll watch it through and to the end. I like the cameos, especially that I got to see. Again, after Michael Keaton, I like Ben Affleck's Batman, and I like him much better than Robert Pattinson. I just didn't like that Batman, but I thought it was interesting, or a nice little, what do they call it, Easter egg. The Flash did refer to Batman as, you know, you're the real detective, or the detective. All right, so we got a little pop culture news in for you, but now we are going to move on to our topic for tonight. So what's our topic tonight, Kenny?
Our topic tonight is called Black and White. Our topic tonight is called Black and White, and this is about interracial couples in movies and TV that we're going to go through. And there's a couple of people I thought about later and I forgot to put on the list. But I'm going to start off with somebody really that we didn't put on the list, but I remembered it. And this is very... it is on the list. Okay, we can get to that. So the one I forgot to put on the list was the movie The Hate You Give.
Okay, The Hate You Give. I put a couple on the list too. I don't know if you saw mine at the bottom, because
we were talking...
I know I titled it Black and White, but I didn't want it to be exclusively black and white, because the main theme was the idea of interracial couples. And we probably could stick to black and white, and we have a long list just with that. But there were a few notable mentions. So these first five or six were just ones that came to mind to mention. But you said The Hate You Give. And it's interesting you bring up that movie, because I know the book is getting a lot of attention because it's actually on a lot of banned book lists. People are trying to ban that book, The Hate You Give. Oh, yes. There's a whole movement out there now.
And why? Actually,
it's really bizarre. I think, and this is going off on a bit of a political tangent, but I will say that I think there is this movement in our country to, how do I say it without getting into the political part of it? But basically, in order to be a true American or to extol like some real patriotic values, that you have to take on the values of certain people. And basically, we have, especially in our county right now, a group of people who are suggesting that their values and their mores should trump anything anybody else wants to do or learn. So therefore, there are books that are deemed inappropriate and that should be banned, like books like The Hate You Give, books like Beloved, books.
Wow, I didn't know that was one of the books.
Stamped.
I heard about the movement.
Scary, because I think these people, and they're doing it all across the country. And I think the idea is, let's keep people spinning around in circles about, you know, the minor. Let's major in the minor and have them spin their wheels on this stuff so that we could do some other little dirty deeds and things that we want to do to impose our will. But I digress, and I get, you know, me bring it back to focus. But the Hate U Give is appearing on a lot of lists across the country.
Right. I did not know the Hate U Give. Okay, this movie was pretty much about coding. This is a movie that was pretty much about coding and the interracial relationship. And it was a girl, a black girl, who went to a predominantly white school and acted one way in school, but lived in a black neighborhood and acted another way in the neighborhood. And while at the white school, she falls in love with a boy that's white. The best part of this movie, I think, well, the whole movie made me laugh, made me cry, got me excited. This movie was just awesome. One of the best parts was when the white boyfriend was going to meet the black father for the first time, and the daughter and the brother was walking up with them, and he's like, "This is a bad idea. Let me quiz you first. Is mac and cheese a dish or a side dish?" And he goes,
"Main course." Side dish.
The brother goes, "Oh man, we in trouble. We in trouble. It's a dish."
Oh wait, who thinks it's a dish? Like mac and cheese?
You know, white people think that. Yeah, but some people eat it for just mac and cheese. That's at dinner.
Oh wait, that's the entree. That's the end of the story.
Just mac and cheese.
Are you
just
serious? Mac and cheese. You know what? Yeah, I remember that being in the movie, and I didn't realize it was that funny because it seemed kind of silly. Because I guess I grew up always thinking, "Hey, mac and cheese is a side
just
dish.
Mac and cheese. That's it. Here you go. Eat up. Just mac and cheese."
Wow. You know what? They would serve that at school, and I would always get it with chicken fingers or like. And lo and behold, they charged me two entrees because the mac and cheese itself is its own entree. Well, I'd be damned. Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. Learn something new. I just learned something today.
The next honorable mention we have is Monster's Ball.
Monster's Ball. Gary. I figured I should put this in because we talked a little bit about Halle Berry, and this was the performance that won her the Oscar. Again, yes. In my opinion, not her best performance. But
never seen it.
I don't think you were missing much. Puff Daddy played her husband, and he was executed. And one of the jailers was, what's his name? Billy Bob Thornton, and his son was Heath Ledger. And it was, to me, there was a lot of unnecessary, gratuitous, like, sex, and it didn't really resonate to me as this love story. I don't know. It wasn't a performance I enjoyed, but it did have that interracial
Halle
aspect.
Berry was in a sex scene?
Yes.
Halle Berry was in a sex scene? Yeah, you should have opened with that.
Yes, but it wasn't like, what was the movie with John Travolta where I think she was topless because people lost their minds about that movie too. She was in a movie with John Travolta. We need Ed because we don't know on our own.
We don't know what that is.
I want to say it had a one word and it began with an S and I cannot.
The next movie we got is Save the Last Dance.
And see, that's a movie I'm not as familiar with. Because weren't there several?
Save the Last Dance was about. No, this, you're thinking about something else. But Save the Last Dance is basically this young lady who.
I like the way you said it. You're thinking about something else. I'm like, okay, well, then what am I thinking about? I don't know, but it's just something
I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about Step Up movies. You're thinking about the Step Up movies. Is what you're thinking about.
Tatum?
But Save the Last Dance. No. Save the Last Dance was not Chatham Tatum, but Chatham Tatum was in the first Step Up.
Okay, so he's the Step Up
guy. He did a cameo.
Save the Last Dance is not Step Up.
The young lady who was in 10 Things I Hate About You was the star of Save the Last Dance. She was from a small country town. She moved to the city, in the city, which was predominantly black. When she moved into urban, she lived with her dad because her mom passed away. She fell in love with a boy that was black, and it caused a lot of problems on both sides of the friendships in school. And that was it. And she was a dancer, and she was giving up on being a dancer, but he was showing her how to hip-hop dance. She incorporated hip-hop dance in with her ballet stuff, and she got into Juilliard.
That's when you know it's a movie. Save the Last Dance.
West Side Story is our next one, of course.
The classic retake on Romeo and Juliet. And I used to love that movie until we had
Enrico on the show.
I know. Once I got it, the perspective on the movie from someone who was Puerto Rican, it kind of made me reevaluate or rethink the movie. But again, it's almost like, all right, I don't want to take away from it because I think there were some great musical performances and dancing performances. And we can talk about the whole overarching belief about how people are portrayed in movies. And that can go off into a whole nother tangent. I struggle to watch the remake of West Side Story. And I don't know whether it's because
the remake of West Side Story was horrible.
Okay.
It was horrible. Horrible.
Okay. But your opinion is so shaky. I mean, Grease 2 is your favorite movie, but that aside.
Wow.
The good thing I think about the remake was the casting of actors of color to play the part. So I think that is to be applauded. But I guess I wanted some more of the songs and dances from the original. So there was just something about it that I couldn't make it through. So
in actuality, some of the jets, some of the sharks were not all Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. Even the lead, Bernardo, was not Puerto Rican.
On the original.
On the original. So that was, but of course, as we know, the tale of Romeo and Juliet, the Puerto Rican girl could not get with the white guy, and everybody had a fight over it and gangs over it, and everybody died. Except for Maria.
So it wasn't quite like Romeo and Juliet. By the way, the Halle Berry movie I couldn't think of, and Ed wasn't here to tell me, was Swordfish. That's the movie where I think she's topless.
Again, they did do that together. Yes.
In a scene. Yeah. And
the next movie we have is The Big Sick.
The Big Sick. Yes.
Now, I didn't see this one.
You did. I didn't see
The Big Sick.
The Big Sick. But again, it was kind of based on a real life story of this actor. And the actor himself, I cannot remember his name for the life of me, is an Indian actor. And he actually was a X-Files fan, and he was an actor, and he wound up being on the reboot of the X-Files and getting a scene in that particular show. But he's an Indian actor, and I'm sure if you see him, you'd recognize him. But it was a story of him and his girlfriend who was white and how she got sick and how he was treated by her family. And I think at one point they were married, or at least they were common law married. He was almost, you know, treated or mistreated because of race and because of that whole thing. So, hey, Archer.
Did she die?
Did who die? No, she didn't die. I like The Big Sick. Swear I saw it. Yeah. So I wanted to include that in this. Another movie that I think I had high hopes when I went to I actually went to the theater to see this one. It was Sanaa Lathan, and oh gosh, who was the guy from The Devil Wears Prada? Anyway, the movie is called Something New, and the idea is that this black woman is going to try something new and has an affair with a white guy. I can't think of that dude's name. Do you know who he is, Kenny? I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I need my Ed.
I don't know who that is.
Jeff Epstein. Yo. What's up?
Jeff Epstein. Hey, Jeff. Jeff Epstein is a buddy of mine who's listening in, and we're going to be doing a show together on the 15th. I'm going to be guest starring on his show on the 15th of September at the Laird Gallery, where I'm going to be singing.
Oh, awesome. So you are going to be singing.
Yes.
And you're going to live videotape that Facebook live-y, TikTok-y, extreme.
I'll see how live. I feel about that.
Are you going to be playing the bass as well, or just the singing?
No, just we're singing it's a Sinatra, Billy Joel thing that he does, that he's doing, and a couple other singers are filling in. But we're going to do a Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. song called Sam Song.
Oh, okay. I got to check that out. You got to definitely send me a link.
It's going to be on your birthday, so I'll sing it for you on your birthday.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Yes.
That's a good birthday present.
So, next on our list, I Love Lucy. Lucy?
Because, again, if you're talking interracial couples, they probably were one of TV's first. And, again, it wasn't played up that way. But if you think about it, and I know our topic, again, is black and white, but we're kind of veering off with a little black and white, a little brown and white, a little this, a little that. Just to spice it up. All right, who's next?
It was very groundbreaking because you had a Latino guy who was mobile, entertainment mobile. I'm sorry.
I said mongrel.
Yeah, I mess up every once in a while. Okay, I'm not perfect.
Oh my God,
look perfect, but I'm not perfect. Okay,
saying, and do I correct him? But I gotta correct him because people are gonna think. Anyway. Moving on, talking about how interracial relationships have been played or portrayed in television and movies. The next is a TV hit, Modern Family. I'm thinking Married Family. With Children because it's the same actor.
Modern Family.
So with Sophia Vergara.
I have never really watched this show.
O'Neill. I have. Steve. I've watched a couple of it. Steve's in the house. Oh, Ed is here. Ed is in the house. Excellent. Because, Ed, I've been forgetting all kinds of things. So
Steve is in the house. I don't see Ed.
Steve's in the house. Okay. Because, Steve, you're going to have to pick up where Ed leaves off because I need help remembering some of these things. But with Modern Family, they did that same kind of tape format that they also did with The Office, that kind of like motion-y kind of.
Same thing they do with Abbott Elementary.
Yes, they do that too. And quite frankly, that makes my stomach hurt. I don't always enjoy shows.
I like it. Those are shows that make me mad.
Hill Street Blues, because they did that whole jerky, let's move the camera around so it's more real life.
I like it. I love it.
If I wanted real life, I wouldn't watch your stupid TV shows and movies, okay? Because I got real life up to the eyeballs.
Wow.
I don't need real life perspective. Keep that camera still. Tell me a story, damn it. What?
The next movie we have is a movie I haven't seen. But Get Out.
A movie. Oh, you know what? I tried to watch this, and maybe because I'm not a horror person,
I never watched Get Out.
It was too slow. I didn't see Nope either, and it's not that I'm not a Jordan Peele fan, because I really enjoyed all the skits and scenes from what was it called? Peele and I can't even think of the name of the show now.
Yeah, Key and Peele.
Key and Peele. I love. But as far as his directing, it moved too slow for me. And granted, I can stay with slow because M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is the slowest of slow directors. But for some reason, his rhythm I can stay with. But Jordan Peele, he needs to pick up the pace because his movies lose me. They're just too slow.
Yeah, I just seen Nope in the theater, and it was okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it was okay. The next movie is one of the movies that is known for the interracial relationship.
And I'm not alone, because Hey Archer hated both of them. I said I'm not alone. Hey Archer hated both Nope and Get Out. So I'm on to something.
I can see that.
Movies are slow.
So I'm not missing anything by not saying Get Out. I saw Nope, but you know. So the next one is a movie that is used as a joke for when you see an interracial couple. This is Jungle Fever. Jungle Fever with Wesley Snipes there. One of Sam Jackson's first prominent roles as Junior, was it? Dancing around, get money. Hey, you don't want to get high anyway. Come on now. So, Jungle Fever.
Actually, I think that movie was, I believe it was Halle Berry, talking about Halle Berry earlier. I think that was her film debut, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
She was in Jungle Fever?
She was in Jungle Fever. If I'm not mistaken, she played a junkie in Jungle Fever. We'll get Ed to do the research, but I think it was that? One of her first. That? She had done television.
I've never seen this movie, but it
had
was
never done. She had done television, but she had. Okay, I guess I'm not going to talk.
Kirsten's on. Kirsten's on, and she says yes. She says yes, I think, to the fact that Halle Berry was in Jungle Fever and played the junkie.
And that was her movie
debut.
Did
you get the picture I sent you of Kirsten wearing a? You get the picture I sent you of Kirsten wearing a pop culture shirt?
I did. You told me about it, and you must have sent it. Did you send it as a text or send it as a message?
I sent it on Messenger.
On Messenger. All right. Well, yes. You know what? While you talk about the next movie, because I don't get to talk anyway.
Kirsten played Sam Jackson's girlfriend. I'm not Kirsten. Halle Berry plays Sam Jackson's girlfriend. The next two movies we have are United Kingdom and Loving. Are both movies, I'm just going to do both of them together because they're both actually true stories about interracial couples in history that have had the turmoil and trouble. United Kingdom was about a English woman and a African diplomat who were together, and it was not looked upon greatly, and I believe this is back in the 50s or 40s, so it was not received well at all. And Loving is the case of Loving versus United States of America in America, where we kind of made it legal to have interracial couples married, because at one time in our country, it was illegal to have a couple that were not the same race. Well, we're all the human race, but they're not the same color, I guess, or ethnic background. It was illegal to have marriage between those people. So Loving is a movie about a loving couple. Their name was actually Loving, and they were an interracial couple that came together, had to go to court to make their union legal.
And actually, you kind of lump these two together, but very different stories in the fact that, yes, they were true stories. But for the first one, a United Kingdom, that was the president of Botswana at the time. So the fact that he had this English wife that was making some history in that country and probably even globally, to see that for an interracial couple. Also with Loving, like you mentioned, it was groundbreaking because they had to change the law. And I thought that was the interesting thing about the movie, when they actually showed them literally having to cross state lines, to get married, and by being in the state together as living as husband and wife, that they were literally breaking the law. And to think that you would actually have, even on the Supreme Court today, a justice that's in an interracial marriage still doing things that, to me, don't benefit, you know,
we're not
people of color.
We're not going to go down that rabbit hole. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole because, you know, when the Supreme Court comes up and says, your marriage is illegal, now, dude.
That I know the rabbit hole is there, and I can see the rabbit hole. And that, keep your eye on the rabbit hole. So we won't go down it, but just know it's there. Read up, know your history, or else you're doomed to repeat it.
Yes.
And
yes.
Speaking of repeats, our next movie was a repeat.
Our next movie is a movie that I don't like particularly.
I wasn't crazy about it.
I don't like this movie because
now,
it's a remake.
You know why?
It was a remake of one of my favorite movies. The two actors, all the actors in the movie are actors I love. But the script and the plot and the way they did it, I did not like. It was trying to be a comedy of a movie that you could have brought up to date and made it more like the original that is a classic and well acted and well played out and had a little bit of comedy in it, but not as much flim-flam comedy as this one. It has some moments to, guess who has some moments to it that I did like. However, overall, I hated that they even called the movie Guess Who. So we're going to move on to MCU Spider-Man. We're going to move on to MCU Spider-Man because this interracial couple actually wound up being an interracial couple in real life.
Oh, okay.
Tom Holland is Zendaya. Yeah. Tom Holland is Zendaya.
I had a picture of him, but I lost it. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is Spider-Man. He's not one of your faves.
I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Wait a minute.
I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
I'm making up stuff now.
No, I never said I didn't like Tom.
Stop the clock.
You're making up. I never said I didn't like Tom Holland. I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man. Never said I didn't like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. Never said it. Love the Tom Holland Spider-Man. Love it.
Oh,
love it.
I'm gonna rotate.
Go back and rotate. Nope. You will not find me saying I don't like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. You will not find anything with me saying anything like that kind of crazy mess. No. Anyway, Tom Holland and Zendaya played Spider-Man and MJ in the movies. In the first movie, they kind of flirted with it, but Tom Holland's character, Peter, liked someone else. Her father wanted to be a villain and she wanted to be a villain.
She was half black.
So she was black too. She was half black too. So then he has a type. So then he fell for MJ in the second one and the third one. They were a couple who were deeply in love with each other. In real life, Tom Holland and Zendaya are deeply in love with each other and they are the it couple. They will always be the it couple for some reason. Even though Zendaya now is trying to take parts where she is not a kid anymore and showing more of her maturity. So, but they're still.
Is it that role of Peter Parker? Because didn't the last Peter Parker date his co-star? Andrew Garfield?
I don't know if he did or not.
It's a pop culture show. You got to know these things. They were dating, and in fact, I think they have since broken up. But they were dating when he was going to the studio to put on the Spider-Man suit for the last Spider-Man, or was it Doctor Strange? No, Spider-Man movie with all the multiverses, and yet he didn't even tell her that that's what he was doing. So yes, they dated. And I'm pretty sure the first guy dated Kristen Dunst for a little bit. But again, it's a Spider-Man thing. I don't know how to explain it.
Our next Spider-Man TV show.
You're gonna date your co-star. That's what it all boils down to.
Okay. I guess that's what it is. Our next one is a TV show. Boy Meets World is a very popular TV show from the 90s. It was the 80s or 90s, Boy Meets World. And there was a character, Sean, who was the main boy's best friend. And he had a girlfriend, Angela. And you got to see an interracial teenage couple together. And that was something that none of the kids complained about and nobody really minded. So it didn't cause a big stir, but you had an interracial couple there. The TV show Parenthood.
And when you talk about that, and as you talk about that too, it just also makes you aware that that kind of happened. It wasn't a big deal. A lot of people didn't know about it or didn't really stick out or stand out. But you also notice this trend in the late 90s going into the 2000s too, where we saw in commercials a lot of people or a lot of portrayals of mixed raced families, because that actually is what was happening, yes, or is happening in our world. But again, it always takes a good 10 to 20 years to really see the kind of representation that is in our country on television. I think I kind of feel like we are still yet to see a real, true, accurate portrayal of different
our next one.
Families, like ethnic families, whether they're Indian or even, I still don't think we really nailed playing Hispanic families well either, but.
No, we haven't. They haven't.
Oh, not even black families for that matter.
I don't think they have. We'll
move on with
our next one. This one's a TV show called Parenthood. And I've never seen this one. I've never seen Parenthood before, but I heard it was pretty good. It Crosby and Jasmine are the couple, and they have a son that they had to raise to be a kid of color.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what? Parenthood is one of those.
Parenthood is one of those. The father has a hard time explaining to the boys sometimes, and the mother has to come in, I think, and from what I read, help him out. And they have to come to some kind of middle ground on how they train him, how to deal with being a kid of color.
Is he their son or is he adopted? Yes.
Oh, he's their son.
Oh, okay.
He's their son. They had a one-night stand, and the son came out.
Oh, they had a one-night stand? Well, wait, you didn't see this show, but you seem to know a lot about it.
I've read about it. Okay, I read up on the shows before we
could. So you've done your research.
I read up on them.
Okay. Well, you do your research, and that is a good thing that Kenny does his research. But what I do is our plugs, and the one thing I want to say is thank you for tuning in. It's Kathy and Kenny. We talk pop culture this week. We're talking things in black and white. You can support the show so easily by giving us that thumbs up. If you're watching us on YouTube, hitting the subscribe button. You can check us out Tuesday nights. We are on Who's Got Next Radio 101.5, and that airs twice a day on Tuesday. You can also support the show in the easiest way possible by buying us a coffee. There are links in the description. We so appreciate you being here and hanging out with us as you do on a Saturday night. All right. Moving down the list. Parenthood is one of those shows, if I could say this, is one of those shows, I think when it actually ran in its original run, I might have been in school or been doing something that took up a lot of my time, so I didn't have a lot of TV watching time, or either it came on at a time that conflicted with something I enjoyed, so I never watched it. But it seems like a show that might be good to watch. So that might be one of those shows that you have to go back and dig into the vault and watch.
Go back and check it out.
Gilmore Girls was a show like that for me, because I did not watch it in its original run. And when I watched it in the repeats, I thought, oh, wow, I would have been into this show because they make so many pop culture references to things that I know and love.
Yeah.
So Parenthood might be one of those to check out. So we have to find out which streaming service that is on. So go ahead.
So the next one we have is The Bodyguard.
Not My Bodyguard.
It's a movie I've never seen.
You've never seen My Bodyguard?
I've never seen The Bodyguard.
Okay.
I
actually think The Bodyguard. I got to tell you, I wasn't crazy about, I guess I didn't buy it, but that's just me. My Bodyguard, much better movie.
That's why I didn't watch it. I didn't buy the fact that Kevin Costner could get then Whitney Houston at that stage.
I guess I didn't sense the chemistry. It just it just wasn't there. It wasn't working for me. And with some of these couples,
it wasn't there for me.
And maybe that's why I didn't like Something New either. Because when I was watching that, I didn't sense, I don't know, there wasn't any chemistry. Now, say what you will about Jungle Fever, I got more of a sense of chemistry from Wesley Snipes and what's her name? I can't even think of the woman's name now. From Jungle Fever than I did from Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard. It didn't work for me. Maybe it's just me.
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
Next
one on this is a very popular one. Very popular. And this might be the premier interracial couple of TV. And that is Tom and Helen Willis of the Jeffersons.
What you talking about, Willis?
Tom and Helen Willis of the Jeffersons.
Different Willis, sorry.
Let me tell you something. When they did this show, the producers of the show.
I'm using myself because you're not listening to me. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm trying to tell you a story. The producer of the show fought tooth and nail they fought tooth and nail because in the first episode of The Jeffersons, they were going to remove the kiss. They didn't want Tom and Helen to kiss on TV. And the story is the producers fought for that realism to keep that in there because you got a married couple and they're not going to kiss just because one's black and one's white. No, they're going to kiss because the network did not want them to kiss.
But we had already had
when this show came out in the 80s, that was a fight.
Oh my goodness. In the 80s, that was a fight.
I understand that. I understand that. But that was a fight. That was a fight in the 80s because they didn't want, I think it was the late 70s when the Jeffersons premiere. But in any event, that was a fight that the producers had to have with the network. And the producers stood their ground. And we're not cutting the kiss. We're not cutting the kiss. Last on our list is one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite movies. It's up there with The Magnificent Seven and Grease 2.
And it's
Guess Who's Coming
you.
To Dinner. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And here's a fun fact about this movie. This was Spencer Tracy's last movie. Before she passed away, Katharine Hepburn had never watched this movie. It was too painful for her to watch this movie. So she never seen this movie. And she died well after Mr. Tracy did. So this movie, and she was actually the young lady who played the love interest for Sidney Poitier in this. They played mother and daughter, but they were actually aunt and niece in her life.
Oh, wow. That was her niece?
So, yes, that was her niece. That was her niece. And one of the lines in this movie that I think is very, to me, very iconic is when Spencer Tracy and Sidney Poitier are having a conversation. And they are talking about, I guess you come in on them in mid-conversation. And they're talking about Bandstand, one of the dancing shows. And Spencer Tracy goes, well, you can't tell me that the black kids don't dance better than the white kids on these shows. And Sidney Poitier looks at him and says, well, there's a reason for that. And Spencer Tracy goes, what? And Sidney Poitier, and I love this line, he goes, you can dance the Watusi, but we are the Watusi. And it's kind of like a deep line, kind of like a really deep line. And And there was a lot of deep lines throughout that. And speaking of the Jeffersons, Isabel Sanford played the maid on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. I'm putting it all together. Put it all together.
Ah, wrapped it all together in a nice little.
That was wrapped it up for you with a nice little bow and handed it to you.
That was lovely.
That's how I do it.
That was lovely.
That's me doing my research. That's me doing my research. That's how I do it.
Okay. I probably have to go soon because it is getting amazingly loud in my household. I don't know why. I can hear through the walls. I don't know whether you can hear it.
Why is it loud? You live with old people. You live with old people. Why is it loud? No, I can't hear it.
Oh, my God.
Why is it loud?
You can hear them.
They're 80 years old. What kind of noise are they making?
Hey, but before we go, we have to give a shout out. And to our pop culture kids listening, you can DM us at Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture. We're on the Insta. I don't think we're on the TikTok, but we're in the YouTube or K-Walk Comedy. DM me on the threads and the Twitters and other things. If you send us your size and your address, we will get you a shirt and you could be a pop culture kid too. You can be cool like Kirsten in our shirt.
This is my best friend. Kirsten Potter, we do some open mics together. She's my best. She gets me. She's the person in the chair behind the scenes.
These shirts are everywhere.
Ed Brown.
Our cousin Lisa had a shirt.
Our cousin Lisa. Rico.
The shirts everywhere. We love the shirts. We love you guys for wearing them. Thank you.
Steve, you need to get in touch with me because I have your shirt just sitting
Kenny there. Has your shirt, Steve. Steve needs his shirt. I got to get a shirt to Scooby Life.
Yeah,
speaking of pop culture news this week, today was, I think, National Dog Day, if I'm not mistaken. It was either today or yesterday.
Oh,
and
wow.
I want to get a shirt.
That's why she's not here today.
So if you're watching this on the replay,
yes,
got to hit us up and give us your information, what size you need, and the address that I can send that to. Because I would love to share a shirt with you because Scooby Life is hanging with us for a lot of these Saturdays, and we really appreciate it, as we appreciate you guys for hanging with us on a Saturday. Oh, Kenny, do you know what we're talking about next Saturday? Because I do. Can I tell you? Okay.
Last Saturday, we talked about the good deeds that celebrities do.
I think you're going to give the wrong answer.
Next Saturday.
I think you're going to give the wrong answer. Can I talk?
Okay, go ahead, talk.
Yes.
You asked me and I told you what we were talking about.
I said, do you know what we're talking about? Because if you don't, I do. In other words, I had the topic because I mentioned it last week.
What are we talking about?
I think you might have forgotten because I think you were going to refer to a topic that we discussed, but I didn't agree to yet.
Okay.
One season wonders. We'll be talking about those shows that only lasted one season, although you might have wished for more. So the one season wonders. I know two off the top of my head. There are several others I've looked up in my research. So we're going to have a little more time to kind of delve into some of those shows. But they are the one season wonders. The Oneaters, as they said in the movie.
The Oneaters.
That's the thing you do. No, the one season wonders is what we're going to do. Dive into next week. And perhaps you can talk about the week after that. If you want to go down that road, we can go down that road the week after.
Okay. Shout out to my man, Big Rick. Big Rick is listening. Rick Williams went to high school with him. Listening. Thank you for checking us out today, tonight.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. All right. We're just testing the sound. Testing, one, two.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
So next week, we're going to talk about the one season wonders. And
after that,
that's going to be our show.
That is going to be our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture every Saturday night, 8:30 here on YouTube. Subscribe, like, comment on the channel, Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture.
Tell a friend. God bless your soul and keep living. Peace.
Thank you for geeking out with Kathy and Kenny on Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture.